Blog Talk Radio.
good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am glad and elated that you stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic today that we're going to talk about. But before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Yahweh. Good morning, Spirit of Truth. Gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up, having our name on the wake-up list this morning. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for what you're going to do on this broadcast that will enable somebody else, dear Heavenly Father, to be forgiven and to forgive others, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And as I go forth, move Sadie out of the way, dear Heavenly Father, and ask the Holy Ghost to come in and give to the people what you would have on this day, in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today we're going to talk about don't hold grudges. You know, God said not to be bitter and hold a grudge. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. With all malice, fret not thyself, because evil men do not even start entertaining thoughts of getting even. We cannot change another person's heart, but we are responsible for our own attitude. The Bible say, not say that, the Bible say, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God and Christ forgave you. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. You know, you've heard some people from the old days or the old school, as they say, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. And that's a true saying, because you don't know if you're going to wake up and ask God or that other person for forgiveness. You know, one of the most devastating human emotions can be a feeling of bitterness. It can creep into our lives. Sometimes we don't even know how much it consumes our thought life and feeling. Before we know it, we are captured in the claw of the sin of unforgiveness. You know, sometimes it starts with hurting feelings over what was said, another's action, or even a lack of response. Now, you all that's out there, you know exactly what I'm saying. Someone said something to you, and it rubbed you the wrong way. You took an offense. We don't know what type of day they had. The first thing we want to do, especially church folks, I'm talking to church folks today, they know how to hold a grudge for 30 and 40 years on somebody sitting in their mama's seat that's no longer living. Somebody did this because their mama and daddy bought that. Don't hold a grudge. In our tags today, I'm going to use grudge, bitterness, forgive, and enemy. You're going to hear that throughout the broadcast today. You know, when we think about how we let things fester in our craw, as they say. You come home, somebody beat you up at the pass. And I'm talking to unsaved people today, too. You could be driving down the road. Somebody cut you up at the pass, as I say. Some of you all that's not truly saved, you're going to go to cussing, putting your fingers, pulling out your guns, get your knife, follow the people home, follow them to wherever they're going. And you're going to just go off ballistic. Don't hold a grudge. That person coming down the road may have had so many things on their mind, they just got news on their cell phone. Somebody just passed away. Somebody just been newly diagnosed with COVID-19. Somebody's on their way to the hospital with a heart attack. And so many things are happening to people now in this pandemic. So we got to think before we do something drastic. Don't hold a grudge, people. You know, We get hard feelings about the person that we feel offended us. What you do? Call that person and say, is something you say today or yesterday, it really offended me or caught me at the wrong time of the day? You know, some of you all have all those little cliches, you know, that y'all be saying. But go to that person. That person may not really realize they have offended you. And that's how people end up holding grudges against people for year after year after year on something that that person didn't even realize. Sometimes you pass a person, your mind is off on something. You don't even remember seeing that person. But the first thing they're going to say out of their mouth, you saw me, why didn't you speak? But now, before you know, when you see me, you say, well, good morning or good afternoon. How you doing? What's good about the morning? And, you know, that's the attitude they have. They're holding a grudge deep down on the inside that you had no idea that they had. Because you didn't speak to them in the line at the grocery store, or you didn't see them at the bank when you came in. Your mind was preoccupied and somebody else caught your attention and pulled you off to the side. Well, you know, you saw me when you come in. Well, no, Sally Sue, I really didn't see you. Where were you? But they're holding a grudge for something simple as that. I'm telling you, I'm talking to you today about don't hold grudges. People are dying like flies. They're dropping like roaches. You know, roaches can be infected and infested. When you see one roach, you think, God, he got a trail coming with some of them. And don't talk about when you're outside for a picnic with the flies. That's the way people are leaving away from here. You want to ask for forgiveness and have a clean heart. Before long, hurt and feeling can lead to a host of other actions, including slander against the offended person or avoiding of that person. You know, holding a grudge against another can be so devastating to some that it affects their health. Anger can be a result of bitterness. When anger, adrenaline, and other hormones are released into the bloodstream, causing high blood pressure, a faster beating heart, depression, also heart attack, strokes. They have been linked to those that are controlled by the stress of bitterness and unforgiveness. Let it go, you all. Those who may be listening to this broadcast today, let it go. Your health, family, is more important than holding a grudge against somebody, and especially they don't even realize you've been holding a grudge. You know, not forgiving and not attempting to forget the offense can also lead people to do and say things to the offender that they would never think of doing or saying. Bitterness can indeed blind a person's life. Don't you know when you got that bitterness inside of you, it's infested day after day, month after month, year after year. And when you see that person, you have so much stuff on the inside of you that when they say the least little thing, you blow up just like a bomb because you just ticking. And the first person that says something across your path wrong, you go up on them. And they say, well, what did I do? Well, what did I say? And the reason I say church folk is more people that's homeless, people on the outside that treat you with more kindness than the people that you know every day. All have wrong done to them sometime in their life that hurt their feelings. We can't walk around with our feelings on our shoulder. Knock them feelings off. Because in this world, in this time, some things going to happen. Some things going to come up against you. But you got to know that you know. I'm not giving in. I'm not throwing in the towel. I'm going to do what God said do. I'm not going to hold on to grudges. No matter what they say or they didn't say, I'm going to treat them with kindness. Don't worry about if you didn't get that promotion. Don't worry about if people talking about you. You want your name in the Lamb Book of Life one day. Don't worry about if they overlook you in ministry. They want to know, do you have this claim? Do you have that claim? If God calls you as an evangelist, you don't have to be validated by nobody but God. You know, that's what's happening to the people nowadays. They got to be validated by 10 people. And all they need to do is be validated by God. You know, God says, not me, God says, not to be bitter and hold a grudge. It's not that easy to not be bitter. It's often said that is true. But no sin is easy to stop. In order, have a healthy life and a good relationship with God. Bitterness has to be halted. You know, the word of God say in Ephesians 4:31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and calamity, loud noise, complaint. You know, you done come across people and evil speaking, but put away from you with all malice. And you'll find that in Ephesians 31. Have you ever been around people, all they do is complain, complain, complain? The sun is shining pretty. They complaining about the sun. It's raining. They complaining. I wish it stopped raining. Do you know how many people across the world wish they could get some rain for their crop, their plants, the snow? For those in snow, I wish it stopped snowing. Well, if you don't want to be in a snow climate, move. Stop complaining. Because God made the world. He made everybody that's in it. And forgive those that wrongly use you. You know, I'm going back to the church folks. The church folks know how to use you till they done used you up. They figure they don't know, but God one day break you up and say, you know what? It's a shame to be you and know you being used. He keeps showing you, but you love Miss So-and-so, Bobo Sam Sausage Head. You love Miss Mary Mary Cootie Cootie Cootie. And before you know it, you got a big grudge against Miss Mary Cootie Cootie and Brother So-and-so, So-and-so. You got to let them grudges go. You know, over in Luke 17:3, it say, take heed to yourself. If thy brother dispass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. You know, they say go to the house of the Lord and repent. Okay? The church doors are closed now because y'all didn't want to do what God had been telling y'all to do. So he didn't have to close all the churches down. There's a few might be open with 10 or 15 people. But you have to really think how much hell, excuse the expression, H-E-L-L, it's in the Bible, how much hell them 10 or 20 can create out of 3 or 4,000 folks. Because they go back to thinking about this happened 10 years ago. God done forgot it and forgave you. Why can't they? They're holding a grudge. You know, Christ know all you did, yet he still have forgiven all you have done. If you are saved, you'll find that in John 3:16. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. You'll find that in Ephesians 4:32. You know, forbearing to restrain from action against another, one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. You'll find that in Colossians 3:13. The word of God telling you also, do not worry and occupy your thought with what another has done to you. Mm-hmm. People can't sleep at night because they think about Mr. Bobo Sam Sausage Head did this to me today. Miss Sally Cootie Cootie Pooty Pooty, she done this to me. How can you go to bed at night with a clear conscience? You can't sleep. You going to the doctors to get sleeping medicine. You going to the doctor because you depressed or you want to commit suicide. That stuff go, you all. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And let God intervene to remove all them grudges you've been holding for so long. You know, the gateway to bitterness is the thought gate. Once a thought get in and is contemplating on, it does more damage than more. It is an entanglement in one's thought life. Do not let yourself dwell on it. Stop it. Like I always tell people, stop it before it get to the path. Stop it at the path. Think about it before it get out of hand. You know, as we was coming up, our parents used to say, count to 10. When you start counting 1, 2, 3, when you start counting, by the time you get to 10, you done forgot what you was going to come back and ridicule that person or go to shaking your hand and your face at that person and got your face twisted all upside down. For what? Don't you know God could come right there? When you haven't asked him forgiving you, you have that bitterness in your heart. Even your enemies, pray for them. He said, pray for them that despitefully use you. You know they're using you, but pray for them and go on. Let God handle it. That battle is big enough where God going to handle it. You ain't got to take over. You missed doing something God had for you to do today. You done missed the blessing because you sitting up there with them grudges. Do not even start entertaining thoughts of getting evil. When you think about that, the time you taking to think about what somebody else said, who said that, who run Joan Paul, who got what, just be glad of what God gave you. No, you may not have a brand new car, but don't begrudge somebody that got a new car, a new house. You don't know what they may have went through to get that house and that car. You don't know, it might be reward time from God for them to get that new car, that new house, that new promotion. But you always late. You always gossiping on the job. You always backbiting. You holding grudges against everybody. So how can God bless you? You don't render evil for evil or rallying for rallying, but counterwise blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you shall inherit a blessing. 1 Peter 3:18, if you think what the other person have done to you is wrong, how is it any better if you do the same or similar hurtful thing to them? Think about that. They may not realize they did anything wrong to you. If you hit somebody's feet, hurry up and say, excuse me, ma'am, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to touch your feet with that chair. Don't go on. You know you done hit the people's feet. Don't go around and didn't say excuse, but then you got a problem when they got a grudge against you. I'm just bringing down to earth today. Don't hold grudges. I'm just trying to tell you some of the things that people do that will hold grudges until they die. They on their deathbed wanting to sin for this and sin for that. Would you forgive me? It happened in 1970. 1970? What did I do way back then? The person, God done thrown it away to the sea of forgiveness, but you still hanging on to that grudge. If they took your husband, he wasn't yours. Let them take him and go on. If they took your boyfriend, you think they took it? God saw something better down the road for you. If they picked up your car, you couldn't pay for it. Don't worry about it. God's going to give you something better. Don't hold grudges. You know, you certainly have wrong others, even unintentionally. You certainly want to be forgiven by others and the Lord. So forgive those that have wronged you. And forgive us our debtors as we forgive our debtors. You'll find that in Matthew 6:12. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespass. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespass. You'll find that in Mark 11:25-26. You know, you have to forgive them, even if they do the offense more than once. Didn't God say, forgive 70 times 7. If God said that, what about us? And he was God. He created everything. He created the word. He created forgiveness, bitterness, and he wants us not to have that in our heart. The corona is taking people out, left and right. You ain't got time if you're sick in the hospital with a respirator, trying to run around and wait for Bobo Soul Sam Sausage Head. You know they can't come in the hospital, so how you going to ask for forgiveness? You know, you forgive them, even if they do the offense more than one. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? And the word said, till 7 times. Jesus said unto him, I said unto thee, until 7 times, but I until 70 times 7. You find that in Matthew's the 18th chapter and the 21st verse, also in Luke 17 and 4. You know, the only getting even, you know, a lot of people contemplate all night how they going to get even with somebody. And when you talk to them, you cause with butter wouldn't just dripping from your lips to tell them something, and they go off on you. And you say, well, what's wrong? What did I do? Let me tell you something. Such and such a time, you done this, such a time. And you sit there on the other end of the phone or in person trying to figure out, what are they talking about? Here, you hadn't even done it. Somebody else done it, but they're taking it out on you. Because they couldn't get to the other person, or the other person died before they could ask them to forgive them. You know, the only getting God allow is to be nice to the offender. If thine anger be hunger, give him bread. You know, your enemy, I'm sorry. If your enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. A lot of you all say, I ain't giving her nothing. I ain't giving him nothing. I don't care how hungry they are. No, that ain't what the Bible say. I'm telling you right now. The Bible say, if they be hungry, feed them. If they be thirsty, give them something to drink. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his or her head. The Lord shall reward thee. You find that in Proverbs 25 and 21 and 22. Return unkindness with kindness. This is certainly not what the world gives as a solution. Vengeance never take away hurt feeling. But I say unto you, coming up to the close of my program, love your enemies. Bless them that curses you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you. I'm telling this to the church folks right now. That you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. And sendeth rain on the just as well on the unjust. Bless them which persecute you. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Promote and provide things honest in the sight of all men. You'll find that in Romans 12 and 17. So today, for those that may listen to this broadcast later, don't hold a grudge. Forgive, because you don't know where your name is on the road. You don't know how long you may have. So when something occurs at that time, ask God to forgive you right then and there. And he will show you. He will provide everything you need. So today, we are getting ready to close our program. So, gracious Father, we thank you for this program today. We thank you for every listener that have listened and come on the line. And we give you praise today. We give you glory today. Let this broadcast hit the whole world today. Don't hold grudges. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Do tune in for next week when we'll bring you another exciting topic. with Joy and Peace. So until next week, be blessed. Love each and every one of you. Bye-bye. Oh, why did it come up here today? I had to put in a new. Oh, what a mess. I forgot email.
Facebook.
Okay. Wait a minute. Because I put a new. I did me a new password. Okay. You entered an old password. Okay, no problem.
It was very, very good.
But I'm showing you so you can get on when you at home.
Yeah.
You can create new account, log in. I just want to log in. Re-enter.
I've been thinking about creating an account.
See, when Maine didn't want me to be behind the pulpit over 15 years ago.
This is your pulpit.
That in the prison.
And
in the prison. We ain't going incorrect. Your paper you entered was not valid. What you did?
Maybe you got too many.
I don't know, girl.
Too many letters in.
Okay, let me see. I'll put it in fast.
There you are back there. I thought you went out the door.
Let me see. Did it take this time? Because I just put. That's why I put in his
incorrect password again.
You know what?
You using the right one?
They say the other one wasn't it, so in episode. See, I don't know. Are you sure want to end this person?